We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, one of the greats, the radio, Spanish radio voice of the Yankees, the Philadelphia Eagles, God knows who else. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Manchester United. I don't know. Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Ricky. What are you laughing at? Maybe you are such a well-versed guy. What?
You forgot that I did an Orlando Apollos game in the AAF.
during
spring training.
Is that? Did you really?
Oh yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that the Alliance Football League? Is that
the Alliance of American
Football?
The
Orlando Apollos.
Yeah. Yeah. The 7-1.
Oh my!
Orlando
how did
Apollos.
I not know?
I don't think anybody outside of a 4-block radius in Orlando heard it.
Right. Yeah. Probably true.
Yeah. Well, the key question is, Ricky, and I remember we used to ask Eddie this all the time whenever there were a multitude of med injuries, are you healthy? Have you gotten through the last couple of days healthy? Because no one on the Yankees seems to be healthy.
I got a little something here in the back of my calf, but I think I'll be all right, fellas. I think I had it waking up this morning, falling out of bed. This is crazy, though. But the Miguel Andujar thing really worries me because, and hopefully, they say the strength tests were good. They'll wait a couple of weeks. They're going to be conservative with it, as Booney said last night after the game. But if he does have to have surgery, that's the whole season, and maybe getting into spring training next year. That's not an easy recovery.
Mm, that's a rough one. One thing about this Yankee team, though, and we know all the guys that are hurt. I mean, it's really ridiculous. But they do have a lot of guys. I mean, that's the one thing, Ricky. They're a very deep team, and obviously that's being tested right now.
Well, they have depth, and Brian Cashman makes sure that that he has contingency plans. And, you know, look, this is Clint Frazier's chance. Tyler Wade, who was so disappointed about being set down at the end of spring training, now, you know, he gets a reprieve here, a call from the governor for him to get back to the major league. So you've got two guys that are very, very hungry to prove to the organization that they're major league players. So not only do they have depth, but they've got guys that are on a mission to stay here. So you're right. I just think the organization has done a good job of having these backup plans, and now it's time for these guys to step up.
It doesn't feel good with Andujar when surgery is brought up as quickly as it was brought up, and I know they explained they're going to wait a couple of weeks, and they're hopeful that maybe he can get through this, but right now, I think most Yankee fans are assuming they're not going to see Andujar till 2020.
Yeah, I don't want to be a doomsday theory type of guy, but, you know, when you're talking about a torn labrum, you know, that's not something that maybe just a little rest is going. Even more than likely, you're going to need that repaired. Hopefully, I'm wrong. I'm not a doctor. Don't play one on TV or the radio. So hopefully, the strength tests and the positive vibes that we, you know, started getting a little bit last night after the game prevail. But you've got to really be realistic about this. At least DJ LeMahieu has shown you he can play third base, the Gold Glove second baseman. So, you know, they've got a guy that's capable of holding down the position, and when he needs a rest, Tyler Wade's around now, who's a Swiss Army knife. He can play anywhere. But if you thought to yourself in the offseason, why are they signing DJ LeMahieu? Well, here you go. And for those that say, well, if they would have signed Manny Machado, come on. And I've heard a bunch of that this morning. I've had people, you know, texting me since last night, oh, you should have signed Machado. You can't foresee these things.
I mean,
it's impossible. Yeah,
you know, I thought the Yankees should sign Daniel Murphy. He's out for a month, but that doesn't mean he would have been out for a month if he was a Yankee. Like, you can't predict things like this. But I'll tell you, and I don't know if it's because they've dealt with so many injuries, but last night watching the game, I thought when Aaron Judge made that diving play, I thought when Gleyber Torres was trying to make the catch on the Sanchez throw that was ruled an error, I was nervous. Both guys were getting hurt. I mean, it looked like both guys were shaking their wrists a little bit. And I think you start to look for everything now if you're a Yankee fan, almost waiting for the next shoe to drop.
No, you're right, and especially Gleyber, because he was shaking his hand, and Aaron Judge, obviously, last year was a wrist issue, and there he goes making that dive. How many times have we seen guys make a dive like that, head first, and we get the hand caught in the wrong place and come up and have an issue? So I held my breath on both of those plays when I was watching, especially the replay of the Gleyber Torres, the dive in at the slide in at second base where his hand gets hit by the sliding runner, I wasn't sure if he was going to come back out the next inning. It's one of those things where it snowballs, and it started in spring training with the afternoon where Luis Severino couldn't make it out of the bullpen when he was starting. And now every time you've got something close there, you hold your breath, you make sure the guy's okay.
Hmm. How bad is the Stanton injury, Ricky? What do you think?
Joe, Sunday afternoon was just a disaster. It was a 3-hour, 17-minute rain delay.
Yeah, it was a crummy day.
There was just so many people that were hoping they'd just bang this thing and we'll play it later on. The Orioles come in two more times. There was a dark cloud, no pun intended. It was obviously raining over that whole afternoon. But the Stanton thing was on a swing. I guess it was on a foul ball is what I understand. It was just a bad, bad day all around. Now, the Stanton thing, they say hopefully by the end of the month he'll be back. Now, he played through injuries last year. I give him a lot of credit because he had come from the Marlins organization with the reputation of, he's got an annual trip to the DL every year.
Right, right.
And he took a little bit of what I think was unnecessary criticism. He played through some things last year, especially holding it down when Judge was hurt. So, for Stanton to have this issue now, look, I can't get on him. He was a warrior last year. He played hurt. But hopefully by the end of the month, get into the month of May and start warming up a little bit. Then he'll be back. But I don't think it'll be more than the month of April.
Well, the good news is, and you touched on a little bit, the depth that they have, that's number one. The opportunity it creates, a guy like Clint Frazier, even Greg Bird getting a new lease on life. And they're playing teams that, despite being banged up, they should beat. I mean, look at the Tigers last night. I mean, this is still a team they should handle. So if you're going to suffer these kinds of injuries, I think now is the time to at least deal with it.
Well, here's an interesting question, guys. You guys are baseball people. Do you want to play? There's two ways to look at this, and I've been thinking about this all morning. Do you want to play the weaker teams who, when they come out of spring training, still have the mindset, I don't care if you're the Orioles or the Tigers, two teams that are designated to be at the bottom of their respective division. Do you want to play these teams that come out of spring training where everybody's on the same level, everybody's 0-0, everybody's got hope in their heads? Or do you want to play some of these second division teams, quote-unquote second division teams, a little bit later on?
When they're dead.
After they've already been kicked around a little bit.
Yeah, I think the answer is you'd rather play them late. But because the Yankees are banged up and they're not at their 100% self, it just works out that they're playing them now. But in general, I would probably prefer to play them in August and September when they're 57 games out of first place.
Yeah, you figure some of these guys maybe, by mid-May, some of these teams, you'll have guys that are not maybe totally checked out, but partially checked out mentally, and they've gone, through, some of the expected issues that they're going to have, lack of depth, whatever it may be that makes them a second division team. But you're right. Now the tables have shifted with these injuries, and you still have two more with the Tigers. We go to Baltimore to open their season. But then the Yankees go to Houston. The funny thing is that the three teams that won 100 games last year, was it Evan, was it you that tweeted it out the other day? 100-win teams, the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Astros, all came out of the first weekend of the season way below 500.
Yeah.
So you just never know when the right time is to catch some of these weaker teams. But I agree with you, Evan. With this current Yankee situation the way it is, I guess it's a blessing that the schedule in April is a little bit in their favor. They do have four. They take a West Coast trip. It's an early West Coast trip. They have four in Anaheim coming up a little bit later, and then a 9-game homestand after they come back from Houston, where they'll get the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals with the brief Red Sox series donutted in the middle of that. But you're right. At this case, in this particular situation, in this case, I think it's good that they have the schedule they have in the month of April.
Yeah.
If not, I would prefer to play these teams later on.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
What about Hicks, Ricky? You're talking, of course, to Ricky Ricardo. What do you think for Hicks? How long?
Joe, they keep saying he feels better. It's two injections. All right? You're talking the back. You're talking two of those injections, the cortisone injections in spring training. They're going to be really, really careful with Hicks. Now, look, you can do worse than having Brett Gardner out in center field. Gardner is still, as he has shown you here in these first four games, is still as athletic as ever. I thought Gardner, I think I told you guys, I thought Gardner came in tremendous shape. He's always in good shape. He came in tremendous physical condition this spring, and it's a blessing to have Gardner. And Mike Talkman, if you need him, he's an outfielder. He can get the job done. But I think they have the luxury of taking their time with Aaron Hicks because especially early in the season, he's been known to maybe wear down late in the year in the past, but I think Gardner right now is in peak physical condition. They can still go get him with anybody else in center field. So take their time with Hicks.
We're talking to Rick Ricardo about the Yankees. And let's face it, they didn't win yesterday because they scored a ton of runs. They scored three runs. They won because their bullpen was outstanding. Green, Britton, Ottavito, Chapman. And Domingo Germán, despite walking five guys, bottom line is he didn't give up any runs in five innings, or earned runs, I should say, in five innings. What were your thoughts on Domingo Germán and what he gave him yesterday?
You know, Domingo Germán throws hard. He's got an idea of what he's doing. And on top of that, guys, it was brutal last night at Yankees.
It was cold. Real cold.
You know, you could tell Germán was at certain points having trouble gripping the ball. I don't blame him one bit. The walks, and he's been known to be a little inconsistent, but his bugaboo last year was the home run ball. And that's the one thing he didn't give up last night. Cabrera hit a ball right on the screws in the first inning. I think that really was the hardest hit ball against Germán in his five innings last night. Was the line shot by Cabrera that went right to the left fielder Talkman in the first inning. But aside from that, it was a lot of swings and misses on Domingo Germán's pitches last night. He had it going, although that umpire was a little bit tight to him in the strike zone, especially on the outside corner with his slider. But I was impressed with what he was able to do, especially in those conditions. And you're right. There's the Yankee bullpen. There's that bridge from Green into Zach Britton, to Ottavino, and Chapman got up to 98 last night a couple of times. This early in the season for Chapman to be throwing that hard, that's a good sign.
When are going to see the first Yankee opener, the first relief pitcher to start a game?
It might be tomorrow. I've heard Loaisiga. There's been a couple of different theories about tomorrow. I guess I'll know more when I get to the ballpark here in a couple of hours. But if it's going to happen, it might be tomorrow afternoon. It's a 4 o'clock game against the Tigers because they're going to get away to get to Baltimore for another afternoon game on Thursday at Camden Yards. But if there was ever a time to do it, it might be tomorrow. And it all depends, I think, on Tanaka. I think if Tanaka gives you some length tonight, then you might want to rethink it. But if there was ever a time to do it, it could be tomorrow afternoon.
Talking to Ricky Ricardo, I thought the error on Sanchez should have been an error on Gleyber Torres.
Yep.
But your thoughts overall on his throwing over the first couple of days, because that's always been his strength. I've always said this about Gary Sanchez in defending his defense. He throws guys out at second base. He's got a cannon back there. Give me your thoughts on Gary's throwing so far this year.
Well, he does have, is it two or three errors?
Three
already.
Now. One of them shouldn't be, but he does have three errors.
He has three errors in four games here. And I'm going to take that one from last night. I'm going to pin it on Gleyber. And we've seen Gleyber have issues receiving the ball around the bag in the past. That's not something that we just saw for the first time last night. But last night, I thought Gary's throw, if Gleyber takes that one little extra step to his left, they may get that runner there, and that one run the Tigers scored, the unearned run, that may have not even crossed the plate. So, but you're right. Gary has a tremendous arm. I'm just going to blame it on the early season weather conditions. Look, the bat is there.
Mm-hmm.
Two home runs,
yep,
a couple of bombs, and he came close. He had a couple of balls to the warning track on Thursday and on Friday, and then you've got home runs on Saturday, but then you've got home runs on Sunday. And last night, so I saw something in Sanchez this spring training. I told you guys he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He knows that he let everybody down last year. He let himself down. He's on a mission. So far, so good with the bat. I think he'll be okay behind the plate. Look, he's blocking pitches a lot better. Last night, he was moving like a cat there.
Yeah, that's true.
He was moving like a cat on some of those pitches that Germán was throwing into the dirt and Chapman's breaking ball. He wasn't catching Chapman's fastball behind him like he has in the past, too. So I like what I see from Gary behind the plate. I'll give him a mulligan on these errors.
You like the 6:30 start?
Love it. Love it. Love it. I was actually home last night by 10. How about that?
That's wow.
Incredible.
And you live in Florida.
Unfortunately, it doesn't feel like Florida.
No,
right now.
This is far from it. I got to ask you guys, you like the Jordan Howard deal for the Eagles at running
back. Nothing up. I mean, why not? Was it a conditional fifth?
And you got Deshaun back, too, right? Deshaun Jackson back.
Deshaun back at wide receiver. They said, well, the only issue now is they don't have a running back. They go, the Bears give him, you know, practically give him away.
Yeah. They did.
I mean, that's the key. He gave up nothing to get him. Not to give up that? Why not? And you brought in Malik Jackson. I don't think it's been a terrible offseason for the Eagles, that's for sure.
No. I think that they've got to be considered the favorites to win the division at this point.
Yeah, I think they should. Cowboy fans will yell and argue, but I'd say it's the Eagles.
It's close.
It's close with Dallas.
Give me the edge.
A lot of pressure on, as we've talked about, Carson Wentz. Really is.
Yeah, well, he's the guy that's going to be feeling it as soon as all these mini camps and everything. And he's the guy that has that Steve Young. Joe, I told you that Steve Young gets that monkey off my shoulders this year.
Yeah. You know? No, you're 100%.
See if he can. Thank you, Ricky.
Ricky, anytime. Always a pleasure, bro.
Ricky,
you got it, fellas.
Ricardo does the Yankees in Espanol, the Philadelphia Eagles as well. Thoughts on the Yankees situation as they try to win two in a row against the Tigers later today with Masahiro Tanaka making start number two.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.